of this is so stupid.
Okay, amazing. All right, well, we're gonna kick this off. Sarah Beth Luciano, welcome to Tori's Stupid Podcast. I'm so happy to have you. Fellow comedian, content creator, TikTok star, 600K on TikTok, legend, just been like grinding it out and doing it. Yeah, and I'm just so happy that you're here on my couch.
Me too, Tori.
Welcome. It's so funny.
Thanks for having me.
Of course, of course. We reconnected because Sarah added me on Instagram. Uh-huh. So I creeped her profile and I was like, oh my God, this girl's so funny. And I messaged her being a little fangirl, like, thanks for the follow. And she was like, well, we did open mics like back in the day. And I was like racking my brain and I'm like, I don't know. And then we met up and you were so funny. I was like, I think she might have the wrong girl. I look like a lot of other blonde comedians. And we're hanging out and you go, yeah, no, you showed up in a lacrosse jersey and you said you look like a douche. And yeah. I was like, that's me.
It was you.
Yeah.
It was 1,000% you. Also, it was only one mic. It was only one mic.
Yeah.
And it's insane that I, like, remembered you so vividly. But I really... You stuck in my brain, baby.
You're the best. And look at us now.
Look at us now.
4 years later.
Yeah.
Just doing it.
Just
still doing it. It's, you know...
Wait,
it's
also, you posted an Instagram the other day, or today, of you, pictures of you, and you have, like, a Jordan thing.
Oh, yeah.
On your shirt. It's like... recurring theme.
I'm just a douche.
You're just doing it.
I'm just doing
it. No, you're just doing it.
That's beautiful.
Yeah.
Well, I love this question. So I'm going to ask you, because I like to ask people if they were a brand, what brand would they be? Mm. And why?
Wow.
And Nike's mine. So I do kind of embody, like, I'm very impulsive. So that kind of is, like, in line with.
Interesting. Wow. Did you come up with this question?
Yeah.
That's a good question.
It came up because I used to drive with coworkers.
Yeah.
And we'd be in the car for like 8 hours at a time. Like I had to drive to like Buffalo and back with one guy once. And I'm like, tell me your traumas. And then at one point I asked him, I said, hey, like if, again, it literally got to like the bottom of the barrel. And I was like, if you were a brand, what brand would you be? And he said Kraft Mac and Cheese. And he's like a family guy. He's so corny. And I was like, I've never had someone like take their soul and put on a platter in front of you in such a beautiful way.
Yeah.
So that's why it stuck with me. And whenever people answer it, like one guy I know who's kind of a douchebag, I asked him and he just goes, what? Supreme? And I'm like, that's you. Like, you're
that is exactly how somebody whose personality is supreme would answer
yeah.
that question.
So it kind of stuck because anytime someone would answer it, or like people that are really boring would be like, Patagonia. And I'm like, why? And they're like, they got a great brand mission. And it's like 40 other people that will say that. Again, no shade if you align with Patagonia.
No, Patagonia is doing
beautiful
things
work
for the environment. Yeah,
but it really brings out people's like self-perceptions.
That's interesting. It's so much pressure. This is like...
This is a stupid podcast. We're just ripping. We're having fun.
This reminds me of when somebody asks what music I listen to.
Okay.
And I have a heart attack because I don't know what's... And I'm like gonna say one thing that I like, but it's not indicative of all things. And then they're like, oh, okay. And then they start like naming albums and I'm like, no. Like I like three songs. Like I...
That's
a brand.
Yeah.
A brand. Let me think about
okay,
it.
Okay, we can always circle back
Let's
on this one.
Let's circle back.
Okay. Okay, I like that. Well, that's it. I'm kidding. No. I started this and I was gung-ho, like, I'm a podcaster now.
Yeah.
And then you sit down at Adobe Premiere and you're like, this fucking sucks.
When you're editing.
Yeah. And I'm like 20 episodes in. And they say, or 21.
Good for you.
Thank you. They say that, like, most podcasts only make it to 21 episodes. And I was always like, that'll never be me. And then, like, I'm, like, 4 months out from, an episode. And I'm like, no, we're bringing it back. As you know, I have a lot of hate in my heart.
Of course.
Right now.
Yeah.
Which is fueling me
Absolutely.
Into my success. So
Absolutely.
That's kind of this new origin story.
You're going psycho mode.
A hero's journey. So I'm in psycho mode, which is I was like, I got to bring back my podcast. So
yeah.
You're part of my my reboot.
Oh,
I'm in my anger era. So,
I'm so happy.
Thanks
about it.
For being my launching pad.
Absolutely. This is kind of like your Taylor Swift
yes.
era, if you will.
Karma is it what's the one where she really loses her mind?
You know, I'm not the person to
I'm
ask.
I'm not a Swiftie either.
I feel Karma is an angry song.
It is angry. It is angry.
A lot of them are angry.
Yeah, I feel like I'm like
she's
in the
an angry gal.
The lyrics where she's like, "The old Taylor's dead."
Yeah. No, that's
Red?
Not. Probably.
Whatever.
Because I didn't listen to any of those.
The through line will be not knowing albums at all.
Correct.
Yeah, the Swifties will be hurt to hear us.
No, but we're not hating. We're just
no.
We're just you know not on the. we're not on the wavelength.
Totally. And it's funny. I used to kind of rip on Swifties, like when Spotify Wrapped would come out.
Yeah.
And it's like all the basics come out showing their true colors.
Yeah.
And you see all the Swifties and you're like, come on, be original.
Yeah.
But then I know a lot of Swifties and they're very deep.
They are very deep. They're very sweet people. I just don't care.
I don't either.
I just don't care. I think I like some of the songs. Some of the songs I could live without.
Yeah.
I'm fine.
Same.
I'm fine. A lot of them sound the same. The stuff from high school, that stuff was
I
good.
Love OG. Hey, Steven. Teardrops on my guitar.
Okay. I know Teardrops on my guitar.
When you're 16, that's a good one, too.
Yes. Yes. And then the one Our Song is the Same. Oh, yeah. That one. And Love Story. Love Story.
Mm, that one's corny as
fuck. Okay. No, I hate that one, too.
Yes.
Me neither. Am I getting a phone call?
Are you? Mrs. Popular. You want to answer it?
No.
Put it on speaker?
It's a freaking, oh my God, it's a robocall. They're
getting bad these days.
So many.
They're getting really bad.
A day.
I want to sign my ex up for this.
Can you do that?
I think there's like a website.
You should sign him up for something.
There's something. All kinds of stuff. Yeah, there's a whole lot of options. I'm trying to be like, you know, rise above.
No.
It's so boring. The rise above route, boring.
Don't rise above.
Yeah, you're right.
You don't have to.
I know. There's like little things like glitter bombs, you know? I don't think he's going to listen to this.
Here's something I don't understand is that I just put my phone in Do Not Disturb. My fiance is now calling me and the call is going through.
Love wins. Okay, flex.
Fuck that.
Not my
really
little
good.
Heartbroken soul really over here. Good. Like, wow, someone loves you, and they're contacting you, and it's going. Your phone's like, no, bitch, you're gonna take this. Sometimes people can override the Do Not Disturb.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah, how no, they, is he
actually can be like, no, bitch, you're gonna answer this.
Is it because these are my favorites, maybe?
No, one time I pissed off a guy that I was dating, and I had my phone on Do Not Disturb, and I went on a run because I was training for the marathon, I told him, I ran the marathon slowly. But I was on my run, and I told him, hey, I'm going to go for a run. I'm training. I'm taking this seriously. Yeah. I'm going to be not available.
Yeah, shut the fuck up.
Exactly. And I'm running, and suddenly my phone starts ringing. And I'm like, I'm on my run. And he's like, I need to talk to you right now. And I had to, like, sit on a bench and, like, walk him off a ledge. It was so dumb.
What is he going to do? Why? Why did he need you?
He was trying to visit me, and because it was long distance, and he's like, I'm trying to buy my flights right now. And it was like a whole dramatic phone call.
Oh my God.
And then I was like, yeah, book the flights. And then later I was like, actually, those flights, you should cancel them. It's over.
Did you say that?
Eventually, yeah. It took me, I'm a people pleaser and I didn't want to hurt him. And I sat on it for a long time. Yeah. And then I had a month later, because it was like, we planned these things like fairly far out. Maybe it was a few weeks later. And I was like, next weekend is not going to work out.
How did he take it?
Not well.
What did he do?
Cried.
That's better than like getting angry, I guess.
It was an anger tear.
Okay.
It was like 2 to 3 anger tears.
Because sometimes actually when they get angry, it is better because then they just like
silent.
Leave you alone.
Exactly. It was like a silent single anger tear.
It's worse when they're sad.
Yeah.
In high school, this guy asked me, I was a junior and he was a senior.
Ooh, flex. Another humble brag.
Get ready.
She was cool.
He asked me to his prom.
Oh, wow.
I know.
Wow.
I know. I didn't want to go, though. I didn't really like him that much. I wasn't feeling the vibe.
Another classic girl tale.
It was so fucking cool. So I said yes in the moment. Yeah, and he like did a whole thing and it was really nice. And then like a week or two later, we were IMing.
Of course.
And I
was screen like, name?
I think at the time, this is so out of context, it's so weird, but my screen name was Mike's Got Cool Hats.
Okay.
It was an inside joke with my friend Mike, and it was a whole thing.
Sorry to make you go out on that tangent.
And you know what? Sorry. I should have made one up.
No, I liked that. I liked the realness.
So I IM him and I'm like, listen, like, I think you're great. You know, I don't think we should do this. Like, whatever. I'll still go to prom with you because we were, like, talking, you know.
Talking. I loved that phrase back in the day. Yes. We're talking.
We're talking.
Why
we're
was
talking.
That such a thing?
I don't know, but it was so much better than dating.
I know. We should bring it back.
We should bring it back.
We got to bring back talking.
I love talking.
Because I jumped from dating to a relationship, yeah. And it's like I should have been like, no, we're talking.
If you stay in the talking phase,
it never.
You're kind of always.
Is that a situationship?
In love. I don't know.
Did we transfer from talking to situationship?
Situationship is lame.
It has a bad connotation too.
It's just a it does.
Talking was like real.
Talking is like the rosebud of a relationship.
Yes.
Whereas the relationship is like now we're here.
Yeah.
The talking is the beautiful.
It's like the joy.
It's the joy. It's the courtship.
We're bringing it back. We're bringing it back. The millennials are gonna love this.
Yeah.
My inner like high school is like.
1,000%.
Bring it back.
1,000%. Yeah. I think it's going to resonate with people.
I think so.
For sure.
So you and him were not talking or talking?
We were talking.
Okay.
We were talking, Tori, we were talking. There was talking. So I said to him, you know, I don't want to do this anymore. I said it more politely. And I was like, I'll still go to prom with you. And
I'll still talk to you.
Just
not talk to you.
But I'm just not going to talk.
Yeah, we're just going to talk.
I'm going to talk to you, but we're not going to be talking.
Totally.
If that checks out.
It checks.
Thank you. And he didn't take it great. He did a 180.
Ego burn.
Just like, you bitch. Like,
he called you a bitch?
I swear to God. I swear to God.
That's verbal harassment.
You know what? It was 2008, so that wasn't a thing yet. But
not yet.
Yeah.
Me Too hadn't started yet, but you got... Yeah. I'm so sorry.
No,
no more talking after that.
So fine. I was like... You know when you're... it was one of those things where I was like kind of dating him, and I was trying to get myself to like him, and he really liked me. And
I did that a lot in high school.
Yeah, and like you have a thing in your stomach the whole time. It's like, mm-hmm. I think I'm repulsed by you.
The female gut is smarter than the brain.
Yeah. And it's just like, it was just like primal. Like, I am not attracted to you. Mm-hmm. I'm not into this. And like, I'm trying really hard to make it work.
Yeah. It's like the brain vagina, and it's in the middle, and it's like, you don't, the vagina is like, no, but the brain's like, come on, he's nice. And the gut's like, it's like, holding up the world, the Atlas guy. Yeah, yeah.
It's like they're trying to shake hands with each other, but they
can't.
Missing.
Yeah, and the gut's just like,
yes.
It's like a reverse magnet.
Correct, and they can only take so much pressure.
Yeah,
yeah. So that's what was happening there. Anyway, so yeah, he was infuriated, got really, really mad at me, and like cursed me out. But I was kind of like, great, like
makes it so easy.
It made it really easy.
Bon voyage.
Yes, exactly. I didn't have to like.
Yeah.
I didn't have to talk to him anymore. Yeah.
Win.
It was a huge win.
That's awesome.
Yeah, I'm still celebrating.
I love that. No, I've had a few of those where you turn down a guy, and when they take it well, you're like, no way, come back.
Yeah, yes, mm-hmm. That's so true.
And then when they're angry, you're like, the door is closed. You're like closing the door.
Yes, it's like, oh,
yeah.
Oh, no.
No.
No, don't.
I dated a guy, I was going to college, and I came back a few times because my freshman year was pretty rough, as most are. You know, you're like, where are all my friends? Yeah. So I made a few visits home. I made the time to see him. And then it was like a Thanksgiving break. So all my friends were back. And he was hitting me up. And I was like, I just don't have time for you. And he lost it. And it was like me and all my girlfriends were driving around in her Isuzu Trooper. And the song Echo by Gorilla was big at the time.
How does that one go?
It's like, all you're hearing is your own echo. Okay. It was like a real diss track.
And we
turned it up. I like hung up the phone on him, and we just screamed at the top of our lungs, echo, and I'll never forget the freedom of that feeling.
Did you have the windows down?
Oh, they were so down.
Yeah,
rooftop open.
Yeah.
It really was like a reminder of like when someone loses it on you, you're kind of like, whoa.
Yeah.
We're good.
Yeah.
Which is why I learned that lesson early. So whenever someone does end it with me, I'm very much like, thank you for your time.
1,000%.
Mm-hmm.
1,000%. I can't imagine someone trying to end things with you and being like, no.
Yeah.
No. And like fighting for them to not.
Yeah.
Like, oh my God, I could never.
It's crazy.
I have such a huge ego, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
I guess that's what that is. I don't know. I have so much pride where I'm just like, fucking goodbye.
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 And then I go home.
Yeah. I think women are better at that, at men, because, yeah, we're also very, you know, Mel Robbins is kind of our, you know, she's our girly, being like, let them. I did read the book. I'm, you know, a little embarrassed to admit, but the let them theory is great, because
I didn't read the book.
Basically, it's just like the theory to, like, when someone wants to do something, you let them, because it's them showing you their true colors.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
Let them do their thing.
I love that.
Yeah.
I do really love that. I also think that everyone is suffering.
Deeply.
Truly. Like, I believe that everyone is in so much pain, and, like, it's just, like, when people do shitty things, it's like, you know. It's
are you okay?
Journey.
Yeah, are you okay?
Yeah.
I mean, obviously, I feel that deeply right now.
I was going to say, like, for your whole thing, it's like, you're, I'm sure, still in it and still feeling it. But, like, you'll get to a place where you're like, oh, that's
totally.
Had nothing
I mean,
to do with
I have,
me. And you know that.
Yeah. I never cried. Not once. And I haven't even cried from, like, stubbing my toe. Like,
never
I'm,
cried.
I'm fine. But I really am, like, waiting for me to, like, cry over, like, dropping something, you know?
Yeah.
Because, like, I literally haven't shed a tear.
Oh, so you're saying, like, a moment that, like, breaks
yeah,
you finally. And
exactly.
It might not be an emotional thing
yeah,
in the moment, but it will, like, trigger
exactly,
everything that's happened.
And yeah, kind of been waiting for a good cry.
Yeah.
But it's not coming.
I know what you mean, because sometimes, this happened to me a couple months ago, I needed to cry really
mm-hmm,
badly. Really badly. And it just wasn't mm-hmm, happening. And I was, like, frustrated, because I was like, I'll feel better if I cry.
Yeah.
But I, like, couldn't get there for some reason. And I was, like, I, like, sat down and was, like,
just, like, trying to squeeze a tear out.
I couldn't do it.
It's like that scene in, it's Cameron Diaz, The Holiday, where she wants to cry.
Yes.
And you're, like, kind of confused by the acting, because you're, like, what's happening? And then, like, oh, she's trying to cry. But she literally can't.
God, my
yeah,
eyes are wet.
Yeah.
What's happening? There's
yeah,
water coming
mm-hmm,
out of my
it's like
eye.
A princess crying for the first time.
Truly.
Mm-hmm.
That's exactly what it is.
Yeah.
Yeah. I did end up crying. Well, I ended up having a mental breakdown.
Cool. Oh, right. We talked about this.
Yes.
What sparked the breakdown?
Mm.
Let's go to the core of it.
Excellent question.
I'm Alex Coopering you.
I hate to be... I feel so cliche to be like, it was... my birthday.
Okay.
I don't think it was about, like, the age that I was turning, which is 33. I think
we love an honest queen.
Thank you so much. Thank you. Yes. I want to be forthright with everyone about that. I think it wasn't so much about, like, the number as it was just like, okay, you are getting older, and now it's like, when you look at your life, when I was younger and would think of myself at this age, I imagine I'd be having a family.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, okay, I have to do that kind of soon if I want it to happen.
Yeah.
And I was like, I don't want to do it at all. Like,
mm-hmm,
at all right now. Like, eventually, one day.
Mm-hmm.
But that's how I've felt my whole life, is like, one day, one day.
Right.
One day. And now it's like, it's one day. And I'm like,
yeah.
And just kick the can down the road.
We bonded
bit.
Over that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was that. It was also comedy and just, like, feeling like I lost. I just wasn't funny anymore. And, like, I didn't know what was funny anymore. I, like, lost all motivation with comedy completely, and feeling disconnected from what I was putting out onto the internet. Versus, like, my actual sense of humor,
mm-hmm,
and, like, trying to...
be authentic to yourself.
Yeah, and not being authentic to myself. So then feeling like, okay, I'm trying to please the masses, and I'll do what has always worked. But then if I'm just doing what has always worked, and I don't genuinely find it funny, and my heart's not in it, the audience is going to feel that anyway.
Mm-hmm.
So then it's just shitty. And then I just felt like I was, like, putting shitty art into the world. And then I was getting, like, angry. So then I was making, like, angry, like, angsty, kind of, like, rebellious
mm-hmm,
stuff, which was really not resonating with people at all.
Yeah, anger posts are tricky.
Yeah, and everybody was like, fuck, you're, like, not funny anymore. And
I
was like,
those
yeah,
comments.
No shit.
Yeah. How do you handle bad comments?
I don't know. They're comments. So
yeah.
I'm like, I'll take them.
Yeah, that's know. True. It's that's so true. We like to drive the Algo
it's
up.
It's so fucked up, but like, yeah, they kind of fuel me. Like, I find them fun. And I find them exciting.
Now, that's a really good perspective on them.
Yeah.
It's healthy.
Yeah, I mean, there are some, I shouldn't say which ones really bother me, but I will.
Yeah, let's hear them.
The ones that like, anything about what I look like, I'm like, fuck it, whatever.
I get dogged on for looking older sometimes.
I get that all the time because I have gray hair and the little boys are like, you're fucking 40 years old.
Yeah.
I'm like, okay, let's go back to preschool.
Yeah.
Okay, sweetie. But like I can take that stuff, which is crazy because I think a few years ago, the idea of like someone commenting something on my looks would have like absolutely shattered me. Mm-hmm. And now I read that shit about myself every single day. And I just, I scroll right past it. I'm like,
yeah.
I'm unaffected. But the stuff that really gets to me is either that I'm copying somebody, like
literally yeah.
breaks my soul. And, that all my videos are the same and that I'm doing the same thing over and over
again. And you play a character in many of your videos?
Yeah. I have multiple characters that, you know, are reoccurring.
Yeah.
And something I do struggle with as a writer is like putting those characters in new situations all the time. And mm-hmm. some people are really, really good at that. Some people have their whole page is just one character that they're doing or one thing. And like nobody ever gets sick of it. They don't seem to get sick of it. Maybe they do. And I don't know. And I'm looking at it on the other side with like rose colored goggles, but I don't know. I get really sick of doing the same thing over and over and over again.
Mm-hmm.
And I haven't quite cracked like exactly how to do those characters and feed that audience mm-hmm. while also like doing shit that feels novel to me.
Yeah. So that was at the core of the breakdown. It was getting older, this feeling of like you're feeling stuck creatively.
Yeah, I'm trying to think if there was anything else.
That's not bad. You're doing great.
I know. When I look big at it breakdown. Now, I'm like,
no, I'm kidding. No, it's actually
so true. It's so true.
It's so nice to step away from a breakdown moment like that and be like, oh, I'm okay.
I'm fine.
Yeah.
I'm so fine.
Yeah.
And like, I honestly feel so good now. I feel so much better.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like happy that it happened.
Mm-hmm.
And it was bad, Tori. Like it was, I was like,
really?
I was depressed.
When was this?
Late July, early August.
Summertime.
Yeah.
That's rare.
I think I had a panic attack for the first
this year?
Time. Oh my God. I can't be the person on a podcast talking about having a panic attack. I can't.
We've all had them.
No. I've gone my whole life
oh, wow.
without a panic attack. And I
welcome
I
to the like, party.
I was diagnosed as a kid
welcome.
With like severe OCD mm-hmm. and anxiety as like a young child.
Mm-hmm.
And I've like been on meds my whole life. Never had a panic attack.
Maybe it was the meds that helped you.
I guess. But like, I wasn't exactly great about taking them when I was young. I went many, many moons without taking my medicine.
Okay.
But, I don't know. It was wild. It was
interesting.
Really wild. It was like, it was scary.
It's terrifying.
It was really terrifying.
It gives you a lot of empathy to people that struggle with the 100%. Disorders like that. Because I grew up with a sister who had a lot of anxiety. And I remember she struggled. She had like a panic attack like in high school and stuff. And I remember kind of judging her, being like,
yeah.
Wow, life is so hard. And,
I know.
And then I grew up and I went through some shit. And in college, I started to have them. And for the first time, I was like, wow, I cannot believe I've ever judged somebody for having a hard moment like that because it takes over your whole body.
Yeah.
Your system is like, we're dying. And you cannot rationalize. Your brain and your body have such a disconnect. It's the Atlas again, where it's like, your body's like, no, we're going to freak out. And your brain's like, I guess we're going to join.
Because
it's a full body takeover. It starts like in your body.
1,000%.
And then your brain's like, oh, we're dying. Let's just do a system shutdown. And then you just cannot control it.
It's wild.
I really feel for people that still struggle. I was very fortunate to go to a talk therapist, and I remember sitting down for the first day, just my ass hit her couch and I just waterworks. And I didn't even know how to even talk through what I was going through. And I said, whatever you need to give me, whatever drugs. And she's like, we're going to talk. And I'm so grateful that she didn't look at a 17-year-old girl and give her Xanax, Ambien to get through it, because I don't know who I'd be today.
Yeah.
And she made me understand exactly what I was going through and was like, you feel this because of this and that. And I was like, the web got untangled before my eyes. And it was so amazing, to the point where I haven't had a panic attack since.
Yeah.
And whenever I start to feel panicked, I'm like, go for it. Do it. And my body's like, oh, I guess you don't have to. It's like, sure, do it. And it's like, once you kind of let go and you're like, if you want to freak out, be my guest. But what is that going to do? And then it's almost like my body's like, you're right. Okay.
So talk therapy, like, just completely, like, worked for you.
Saved my life, yeah.
Do you still go?
I do now, because my last relationship, it was it was starting to go south.
Things are bad again.
Yeah, things are bad again. It was starting to go south. I was still with him, and I've been through a lot of traumatic experiences in other relationships, and I was like, oh, you're just panicking because of your past relationships. Meanwhile, my gut was like,
yeah,
no, this is real.
Right.
But I got a therapist. And then the next session, I came to her and I was like, yeah, you cheated on me. My gut was right. And I was like...
Was your therapist surprised?
She's like, she's got a PhD. She's very rational. And she wasn't like, girl, tell me more. She was like, okay. You know, she wasn't like, we weren't having like a shit fest on it.
Yeah. There was a level of professionalism.
Yeah. And she wasn't going to be like, girl, I could tell through your stories. But I think maybe a part of her told me, because... In the first session, she was like, I was kind of explaining everything, and I was like, I think it's my past traumas. And she was like, well, why don't you take everything that you're going through right now and see it as evidence? And when she said the word evidence, I was like, oh, she's smelling the bullshit that I'm spinning right now, because I told her how he like left me outside of a bar.
Oh, I see.
And how he had to pick up a dog.
Yeah.
And then the reality was he got in a car and called another girl. And so I think her rational brain was like, if your boyfriend loves you, he's probably going to go home with you and not leave you outside of a bar.
1,000.
So I spun it as, that's my trauma, coming to conclusions. And she's like, no, remove your logical brain from your, you know, the emotions, and then, or separate the two and be like, what is the evidence here?
Right.
And the word evidence stuck with me that whole week. And then they got that DM from the girl and I was like, that was evidence. Yeah. So... I think part of her knew when I was in the initial call.
Yeah.
And now we're just kind of ripping through it. But I also been joking, being like, I was talking to a woman with a PhD about a guy with a tooth gem. You know, let's pause. Let's read the room and let's take a minute. And halfway through the second session, I was like, why are we talking about this?
You know,
next subject. Let's go back to my parents' divorce. Let's run it back. What are we doing here? I don't need to
time
talk about.
Is money.
Yeah, I'm like, we don't need to talk about this goldfish long relationship. Let's fucking keep it moving.
Yeah, 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 yeah. And how many tooth gems did he have?
Just one.
Just the one.
New York Yankees, so that's pretty bad.
Wow.
They're gonna lose tonight, and I can't wait.
Oh.
Thank you so much. They lost last night, a heartbreaker of an ending, and I was like, let's go. Sadly, I mean, I live in New York. I love New York, but if the Yankees gotta take an L for me to take a win,
for you to win,
I hope he rips his tooth out.
Honestly.
Sorry. I'm getting really candid right now.
No, it's beautiful.
Thank you so much.
It's necessary.
Thank you.
It has to happen.
Part of me is like, don't wish ill will. Rise above. But
no, but also, like, that's fine.
Thank you.
It's fine.
I'm talking a lot. You're the guest.
Well, I actually wanted to ask you.
Jump in here.
Wait, so your therapist follows you on Instagram?
No.
Oh, okay. Because you said before that she was like, I could tell from your stories.
Just my verbal stories. Just one of those classic old stories, you know, that we tell with our mouths. You're so funny. That is such a content creator like reaction.
I hate myself.
You're like, what do you mean by stories? You know, the things we post on the internet?
I hate myself.
No, those things we used to do back in the day, you know.
I love that
you're funny.
No,
you're funny.
Don't say that.
Yeah, no, I don't think they're allowed to follow you on social media.
Definitely not.
Yeah, I don't think so.
I wish you would.
Yeah, it'd be fun for her to get to know me. Like, don't you want to get to know
That's
your
the thing
clients?
I say to my therapist, I'm like,
if you rip my Instagram, you'd be like, oh, I get this bitch's number real quick.
Oh my God. Yeah. I want to be like friends with her. She's so cool.
Oh, really? Yours is cool?
Yeah.
Mine's not cool.
Really cool.
No shade to Lisa, but.
Is yours in New York?
No idea. She sits with like her PhD behind her head, like a bunch of flowers. And I'm like, all right, we get it. You have your life together.
She's really got that PhD.
She doesn't put her hands in the frame though. And I'm like, are you married? Because I'm ripping on men the whole session. I'm like, men are garbage. And I'm like, are you married? She could be. She's pretty good. You know, she looks pretty straight. But I want to know more about her. I'm going to be like, are you married? Do you have kids? What's your story? Lisa, tonight, today's about you.
I do want
that. Who the fuck are you?
I'm always kind of, she's like, how are things? And I'm like, things are good, but how are you?
Yeah,
she's
how
like,
are you?
Fine. And I'm like,
come on. I want to know your traumas.
Yeah.
I do think, hot take, a lot of therapists are pretty fucked up.
Really?
Yeah, I think people that want to talk to about their problems, they got their own skeletons.
That's probably true.
They got a lot of skeletons in their closet.
Well, yeah, because you would have to have, like, depth and scars to you to...
What gives you the right?
Yeah, if you don't have anything, then
what do you know?
I don't really want to talk
to you. Yeah, I want you to get cheated on a few times and then talk to me about getting cheated on.
Yeah, 100%.
Someone should die in your life that you really loved. Sorry.
No,
I don't want that, but, you know.
No.
I want that experience.
Listen, they should have that kind of knowledge intel in their eyes. It should be in their eyes.
Because, for example, like if someone were to come to me with
wisdom, that's the word.
If someone were to come to me with a boy problem, I feel like I've got this bird's eye view now because I was kind of in it.
Yeah.
Like I wish I had a friend that had just gotten annihilated by a guy during my like early phases inklings, because they would have been like, no, he's cheating on you. But instead my friends were like, he left you outside of a bar.
Are your friends like, are they the type to like tell you to your face, like, Tori, this is no good?
One friend met him and was like, she said to my other friend, that's not going to last. She didn't say it to you. No. She's, I think in a really cool way, she was like not, she could see in early stages with him, like I was very in it.
Yeah.
And I don't think she wanted to stab my balloon.
I know.
So she just told my friend, she like handed my friend the dart and was like, when should we tell her she's going to stab this thing? But she said, I give it 8 months.
Delicate balance.
Mm-hmm.
8 months. And how long was the whole thing?
4, max, 3.
Wow.
Yeah.
She took the over.
She did. She really did. Like, what a compliment. You thought he was going to last 8 months? What a fucking... Thank God it wasn't more than a minute. Like, Jesus Christ.
God, he didn't cover his tracks.
Yeah, she thought he was garbage. She actually, I was with her the other day, and she was like, I don't even know his name, because I knew I didn't need to clock it. And I was like, homegirl.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She knew.
She knew. And she's very wise beyond her years. She's awesome. So, shout out Sarah Pop-Tarts. You know Sarah Pop-Tarts?
You know, I think I follow
her.
She's
the best.
I think I follow
her. Yeah, shout out Sarah Pop-Tarts. She's a homie.
Oh.
Yeah, so she knew. Yeah. My mom met him, though, and she really liked him. And my mom's got a good gut, so he really swindled all of us.
Other than Sarah. Yeah, that it's all fucked.
It's fucked.
If your mom... Yeah.
He was really good at putting on a front.
Some guys are narcissistic, really fucking good at
that. Yeah, if they're narcissists and deeply broken, they can put on a show.
Oh, my God, they're good at it. Mm-hmm. They're really good. It's almost like if your mom meets them on the first time, she's, like, totally in. It's like, don't just take it.
Yeah, let's pause. Let's pause.
Pause. How good was he? Was he really schmoozing with her? If there was schmoozing going on, like, fuck it. Walk away.
It wasn't that schmoozy, actually. It was, like, the right amount. It was, like, a creepy, good... Yeah, and my sister came with her baby, there was a distraction. So they couldn't really read the room. The baby took the you know, star role. Which
was
is
he schmoozing the baby?
Honestly, I kind of blacked it all out.
Good.
So I don't really remember, but he just kind of fit in easily.
Yeah.
Which is unfortunate to even say. I don't want to say anything positive.
No, but people like that, they know how to chameleon.
Yeah, when to chameleon, when to pop out. Mm-hmm. He was good at the shrubs. In and out.
Yeah, the Kim Kardashian, yeah.
I mean. Exactly. Yeah. You get it.
I love that.
Yeah, he was real good at that. But now he's dead. To me.
And to all of us, I think.
All my friends. That's kind of the best part. All my homies.
Yeah.
I got a lot of great friends. That's honestly been such a beautiful silver lining.
I don't even think you ever told me his name.
I won't.
I don't need to.
You don't want it.
Yeah.
Yeah, it doesn't matter.
No,
tooth
it's
gem.
Totally, yeah.
Call him the Tooth Gem.
Yeah.
That's his name. And that's what the internet, I mean, that was the star of the Hot and Single I just did. That was like the main takeaway by everyone's comments.
What
was? He had the tooth gem. Did you watch the Hot and Single?
No, what was the Hot and Single?
Do you know Hot and Single?
No.
Oh, it's Steph Dagg runs like a funny show called Hot and Single.
Yeah.
And it's just like a quick little interview show where you basically just talk about yourself, your dating experience. And and then at the end, it's like in 10 seconds or less, like, why should someone date you?
What did you say?
That you'll laugh, but you'll probably be scared because I read through everyone's bullshit now.
That's really good.
Thank you.
That is good.
Yeah. I mean, it's weird when you're on the spot, like you say random shit.
Yeah.
But
that's
overall,
why I forewent your brand question.
Oh, fair. Oh, we're going to loop back on that.
We will.
Okay.
And I need about 3 hours to think
about it. That'll be our bow.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Beautiful. I love a bow on an episode. But, and back to you. I mean, you've had a really unique dating experience. It's really cool. It's a cool journey, I feel like.
Yeah.
I think it's a cool story.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Like, you're with your high school sweetheart.
I thought you meant my overall dating experience, and I was like, there were some shitty ones. But yes, with my fiancé, it's very unique and sweet and wholesome.
Yeah. Yeah. You were high school sweethearts.
Yeah.
And then you both went and lived your lives, but it always kind of was like this cool little crossing of, like, you know, it always wove back to him.
100%.
And now you're back together.
I will say we weren't exactly high school sweethearts.
Okay.
We dated for 3 months, and I was just obsessed with him.
Really?
I was obsessed with him. And
something funny about how that doesn't go away for a lot of people.
No, never.
Yeah.
Never. And I never was into anyone the way that I was into him.
Mm-hmm.
The only problem was, so I was a year younger. I was a junior and he was a senior.
Was this the guy that asked you to prom?
No.
I'm kidding.
No, but this was around the same time.
Okay.
So he was a late developer. He still had braces, which, like, not a lot of people have braces their senior year of high school.
It's tough.
He was short and just, like, you know, like, skinny. He was, like, skinnier than me.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, a lot of girls weren't exactly, like, fawning over him because he looked like he could be my little brother, mm-hmm. like my little sixth grade
brother.
That's
your brother.
Type? Apparently. Look, I'm not proud of this. But he was so funny. He made me laugh so
funny
much.
Funny is key.
He was really, really funny. And, like, not funny in a crazy, like, loud, look at me kind of way, but in a very subtle, cool, like,
the best kind.
Yeah. And just making, like, little sarcastic comments, and it's like, you would think he's really quiet unless you're, like, standing next to him at a party and you're like, oh, he's actually he's the funniest person in the room. So I like, adored him, and he was just like, I don't think I, like girls yet.
He was like, my balls haven't dropped. So, yeah.
Like, I just want to do my homework and play basketball. And I was like, I was like,
that's probably why you love him so much.
Oh my God.
That's
like fresh double D boobs. And like, was just like, oh my God.
That's crazy.
He was like,
he's gay.
What to do with those yet.
Sorry, your fiance's gay.
I swear.
You should check on that.
I swear. Well, then he got into. He was playing basketball one night. Oh my God, this is such an embarrassing story. We had plans to hang out.
Oh yeah, you need to tell me this.
I told you
this.
Yeah,
it's funny.
On a Friday night, and we were gonna hang out after his basketball game, and the game was ending around like 9:30. So 9:30 comes around, and I go to these games. I know exactly like what time they wrap up and everything. I'm like waiting for him to text me. I'm like, what the fuck? Motherfucker, I'm with all my girlfriends. He's not texting me. He's supposed to pick me up in his Honda Accord, and we're gonna drive around and make out.
Mm-hmm.
What the fuck is the holdup? He's not texting me, so I start texting him, and I'm like, "What? Hey, like, what's going on? I'm still meeting up. Whatever." No answer. He's not answering all night. I went insane.
You probably still remember all the feelings you had.
I do, and I just want to say I was 17 years old, and
a lot of angst.
You know what? No, excuse me. I was 16.
Because
so,
when you're 16 and someone tells you they love you, you're going to believe that.
Yes, it's exactly right. Just like Miss Swift said.
Yes.
So I, like, at the end of the night, it's probably like 12:30. And I was like, I don't remember exactly what I said, but I fucking let him have it. And I was like, I can't believe this. Like, oh my God, I wish I could have those old
should put them at your wedding.
BDMs. I put them in the montage.
Yeah.
And then the next day I get a text from him that's like, sorry, I've been in the hospital all night. I got elbowed in the face. Like, I had to have like surgery, like dental surgery.
God.
I was like,
I wished you dead. That's actually what I manifested.
So sorry. I'm relieved. My ego is relieved.
Yeah,
so
yeah,
like,
yeah.
Thank God.
Thank God.
Do you need soup? What's going on? And then, like, the following Monday, he broke up with me because he was like, well, I can't make out
with you.
I can't do that anymore. So, I mean, why? I'm
damaged goods.
What do you need me for?
Yeah.
It's like, okay. All right.
And how long did you break up for?
That was, like, the beginning of his senior year. And then we got back together when I went to college. So, okay. Like, the summer after I graduated.
And where'd you go?
I went to Towson for a cup of coffee.
Mm-hmm.
One semester. Went home.
That's funny.
Went to community college. Uh-huh. And then I went to Delaware.
Got it. Right. Yeah. Remember that. Okay.
Yeah.
And then where was he?
South Carolina.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, good. We're star-crossed lovers.
Yeah. Oh, and don't think that I didn't try to go to transfer to South Carolina. Yeah, because we dated a little bit my freshman year of college. And then I think I broke up with him because I was like, I want to be a slut.
Yeah, yeah.
And he was like, okay, I love you. Call me when you're, you know, done with that. Okay.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then it was time for me to, like, transfer, and I was looking at schools. And I was like, so you're going to think this is crazy, but the guidance counselor or whatever they're called.
They really suggested.
She said, like, South Carolina is like a school that I should look at. And he was like, that's really great. That's awesome. You know what you should look at is a College of Charleston. It's really nice. And it's like an hour away.
Okay.
Yeah. So you should look at that. And I was like,
rude.
Mm-hmm.
Rude.
Mm-hmm. Looking back, I actually regret not going to College of Charleston. It's beautiful.
It's like, yeah, it's the College of Hot Girls, so you're all fighting for it.
I'll take that.
Totally, but like everyone's like a 10 out of 10. I almost transferred there and I was like, I think I'd have a hard time being like,
now that I think about it,
hot girl number 4 billion.
But yeah, all the hot girls from my high school totally went there.
And there's like two dudes there, and everyone get like the ugliest dudes get the hottest girls there.
Yeah, it's like
Lord of the Flies. You don't want to do that.
Yeah, that's fair. That's fair.
I think you made the right choice.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
Good. There were a lot of hot girls in Delaware, too, though.
Yeah, it's just bigger school. Yeah, I mean, whatever. We did it.
I would have been, an average girl with beautiful weeping willows.
Yeah.
But, hey, it's fine.
It's fine. Look, and then look at you guys now.
Look at us now.
You went to L.A., you did your thing, and now you're back.
Yeah.
I love that. And you're planning your wedding?
Yeah.
You said Vegas, right?
Vegas.
That's so fun.
Yeah.
That's so fun.
It's a nightmare.
No one likes planning a wedding. All my friends, like, this is the worst experience of my entire life. And then it's one day. It's tricky.
Yeah.
Weddings are hard.
Really hard. Yeah.
But then you do it and you're like, greatest day of my life or whatever.
I'm hoping.
Yeah, I just went to a wedding.
Tell me about the wedding.
Yeah, I will. I would like to tell you about the wedding. Okay. I would like to tell you. I went into it being like, how am I going to go through a wedding after I just got cheated on and not be the angry girl being like, love isn't real.
Yeah.
So I went in with that mindset. Like, I'm going to have a hard time with this. And it was my friend from high school, actually middle school too. We grew up together. And she met her now husband at law school at Vanderbilt. And so they're both like geniuses. All their friends are like doctors, lawyers.
Ah.
Just like the room was amazing. We're like, everyone in this room is an established, smart, interesting person.
Oh my God.
And then seeing two of the smartest, like, my friend, she's a lawyer with Covington, which is like one of the top firms in the country, if not beyond. Like, she's been to The Hague, which I didn't even know what The Hague was until
she
does lawyering for Russia and Ukraine, shit like that. I don't even know if lawyering is a verb. That's where I'm at in my life.
Law.
I shouldn't even be talking to a microphone. But like it just was like when people that like are so smart and interesting come together.
Yeah.
It was the most beautiful meeting of two people, and the love they have for one another. It basically just like took all my anger and
That's
shit,
nice.
And it just it just extinguished it.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, this is cool. This
yeah.
is awesome.
Yeah.
And seeing them so in love and so happy, it like I had like hearts in my eyes all weekend,
right.
And I was like, oh, this is a beautiful thing.
Yeah.
And it was, I got off the plane. I moved my flight at 1 a.m. I was hammered because I had an original flight out at like 7 a.m.
Uh-huh.
And then when I was hammered, I was like, nah, I'm going to take two flights back at 7 p.m. because flying to Atlanta is way more fun than a direct flight. So I'm like on the tarmac. The flight's delayed.
You got a Cinnabon in Atlanta.
Yeah, I thought about Auntie Anne's, but I got ice cream instead.
Okay.
But I'm on my second flight. I'm like sweating. I'm hungover. I'm like, it's delayed, and I'm sitting there like, this is the best weekend ever. I don't even care if this plane sits here for 4 hours. I just had the time of my life.
Aw, that's yeah. so sweet.
And I'm a little bit of a wedding hater, I'm going to admit, yeah. because of the money, the time. Yeah. Oh, I owe her a gift. Oh, my God. I got to write that down. But I was just
well,
like...
you traveled for the wedding.
Yeah, I owe her
that's,
a gift.
That's a gift, though.
I'm the gift. Yeah, no. I got to get
that's
her a little
thing,
more.
That's a thing, though.
It is.
People don't
it is.
Give
I owe her like a Le Creuset pot or some shit. But,
okay. Cuisinart.
Cuisinart, yeah, I'll go there. Yeah, ninja. But I just was like, oh, that's why we do this.
Yeah, yeah.
And it was all worth it. And for the first time, I haven't had a wedding on the books for a while. And I was like, oh, I want another wedding. And I haven't yeah. had that thought. And it really changed my mindset on from being a bit of a wedding hater to like everyone gets their moment and it's such a fucking burden to like, how lucky am I to be a part of this and wanting to be included? And it was like this beautiful reframing. And it was, I'm like a lover of love again.
Yeah, that's yeah. that's really nice. It's also, there's something nice about being like, I'm going through this horrible, ugly thing. I'm going to table that yeah. for a minute. I'm still dealing with that. But like being able to just fully immerse yourself and like, it's like, I can't help it. It's so beautiful. It's so nice.
Beautiful. Yeah. yeah. Thank you. Thank you for asking about that. It was, yeah.
And that's like a testament to the people getting married.
Yeah. 100%.
Because I've been to weddings where it's like, this is weird.
They're, yeah. And then you're like, what are they? This is not going to last.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And like, the speeches are just kind of like.
There were some doozy speeches. Yeah. Most of them are really good. But yeah. one was like, what's going on?
Right.
Which are kind of like fun cringe. You're like.
Sometimes, yes.
I love a fun cringe moment. As a comedian, you like to see a bomb every now and then.
No, 1,000%.
Yeah, you're like, it's not that easy.
As a comedian, listening to people's speeches at weddings can be kind of infuriating sometimes. Just what the crowd is so willing and eager to laugh at.
I know.
It's like...
fascinating.
You motherfuckers.
Well, it's out of context. Like, we're so used to being like, joke, punch, laugh.
Yes.
Where it's like, they fumble the paper and they're like, oh, my bad. And the whole room erupts.
Yes.
But if you think of laughter as a tension release.
But that's what it is.
That's what it is. And any tension release possible in like a work setting, a wedding yeah. setting, people are so quick to yeah. give the person that tension release because it is usually a high tension moment.
1,000%.
It's funny. Troy taught me that. I never heard someone speak to laughter as a tension release because it kind of takes the joy out of it a little where it's like a psychological, like we're actually all fucking terrified. And when we laugh, it's right. like us being like, we're safe.
Right, right.
So I don't know if I love that psychological lens on it, but in those moments, it's so clear and so interesting.
There's jokes like that too. Like if mm-hmm. you set something up that's dark
yeah.
and makes an audience feel unsafe. They're like, oh my God. And all they want to do is laugh.
Yeah.
So then if you just say something silly or whatever, it's an easy way to get a laugh.
Yeah.
Because they're just like, ah!
Yeah.
Oh, thank God.
Thank
oh,
God.
My God. I thought we were all going to die.
I was so scared. Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It is interesting. I mean, psychology behind all of it is fascinating. Comedy itself is bizarre. Someone stands on a stage.
So stupid.
And the whole goal is to make people laugh.
I know.
What is that?
It's really dumb. I think about it all the
it's
time.
So bizarre.
I know.
And bad comedy is so cringe.
Yeah.
But great comedy is the most amazing thing
yeah.
ever.
Yeah. I mean, I'm just like mind blown at like when I see something that I deem objectively bad and not funny and just the amount of people who find it hilarious.
Oh, that's so disheartening.
It's disheartening and it's just like... okay. I don't know. It's like, I guess everybody's into something different.
True. I mean, the internet is a testament to that.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes I'll watch some TikToks and I'm like, how is this 4-year-old or this like, you know, 15-year-old girl dancing of quality content?
Well, no, that actually is quality content, Tori, and let me tell you why.
Please tell me why.
You know what? That is beautiful and that has to exist on okay. the internet. And I think, the 15-year-olds dancing on TikTok are not getting enough appreciation.
Oh, okay. You're right. I'll yeah. change my tune on that.
Yeah, please do.
As a consumer on TikTok, because you're always posting, do you watch?
Oh, yeah, constantly.
Okay. And what is your algorithm? Like, what do you see? What resonates with you right now?
Okay,
what's your feed?
You know when something goes viral and then people start spoofing it?
Mm-hmm.
Like a random video will go viral.
Yeah.
I never get the original video.
You get the spoofs.
I only get the spoofs because I think when I first signed up for TikTok in like 2019, I told it like, oh, I'm into comedy. I never told it that I'm into dancing.
Okay.
because back then it was like these like really stupid little dance videos, and I was just like, nah, I don't care about seeing that. So it only really shows me comedy stuff. And I'm always just really confused. I always have no idea what the hell's going on. And I'm baffled by how everybody knows.
Yeah,
how
yeah.
the fuck does everybody know?
That's funny.
It's weird.
Yeah.
It's so weird for me. I really like watching, like, this is so weird, but, like, random people with not a lot of followers. Their vlogs. And just, like, them going to the gym and then going to work and going to Dunkin' Donut. Like,
it's hilarious.
I don't know why. I don't know why. Like, if I have, like, a random follower who just, like, likes one of my
videos. Like, what's your life?
Yeah, or comments. I will go to their thing and I'll watch them, like, this random person who lives in a totally different place in the country. And just, like, their day, what their day looks like.
Interesting.
And I'm like, they have no idea that I've gone to their profile. It's like, so watched, like,
funny.
Six of their videos.
It is funny to think of the way, like, it's like our content sits on the internet. And you don't know where it's going, what it's doing. And it is funny to think of people actively consuming us as creators.
Yeah.
And, like, what their experience is with it. And what their, because it's, like, same for them. It's, like, you're sitting at home watching them live their basic life.
I find it 10,000 times more fascinating than watching, like, an influencer do a vlog. I don't know. It's just so much more real, and the way that they don't have this, like, way that they figured out how to talk to the camera. Like, yeah. There's just some kind of, like, clunkiness about it that's so real and fascinating. Mm-hmm. I don't know. It's the weirdest thing.
No, I like that.
Mundane videos, yeah. But I'm like, no, I appreciate this. Like, I'm entertained.
Do you think part of your, like, subconscious, like, kind of is interested in a life like that, or just intrigued by it?
I think so.
Yeah,
because
in New York, it's like we're always doing something interesting, like something different than, like, the norm. So when you see the norm, you're kind of, like, intrigued by it.
When I see somebody in, like, a rural area, I'm like, okay, I haven't really been to a lot of rural areas in the U.S. and I'm just, like, really curious about what it looks like and what your life looks like and what, like, the nightlife looks like
there
and what your day looks like. And, it's comforting, and I do kind of, in a way, like, dream about it because it looks really nice.
It looks chill.
I'm jealous of people in their cars.
Yeah.
Like, that just looks so nice. Being able to drive and, like, go get coffee and then drive around with your coffee. And
yeah.
Go to Target. Oh, my God. I think those are my favorite videos.
Target's great.
Like, yeah. People, random people, I have no idea who they are. Just, like, by themselves, by the way, too. Going to Starbucks and go get coffee. And I'm like, I feel like I've hung out with you.
Yeah.
And I don't even know you. You have no idea that I watch this.
I feel that where, like, I have some slight jealousy over people that have a following online but live a really basic life in real life, so they can just kind of, like, tap into this portal that connects them to this larger audience, but then they go back to, like, their Target trip.
Right, right.
That's something that I'm like, I want that.
I kind of do want that
too. Yeah.
Yeah.
But here we are.
I know.
In the city.
Yeah.
Living our dream.
Wait, I was going to ask you something. And, of course, now I can't remember. Something about TikTok.
If it comes back, you know where to find me.
Yeah, my brain is just, I don't know, I need to start taking...
Luminosity.
Isn't what's that?
Isn't like an online, like, brain app where it's
send
like,
me the link.
What color is this? And you gotta tap it really fast.
Send me the link.
It's like college for, like, old people.
I'm actually really genuinely, like, freaked out and worried about my brain.
Well, we're all just ripping through fucking TikTok and Instagram.
It's not good. And I don't like anything that I'm seeing. Like, TikTok is different. I like, enjoy the video. There's a slowness about it. I don't know. Instagram, it's just like, and it's like burning through my retinas.
Well, it's weird too, because it's
and
like,
I'm not having fun.
It's like a reel and then a photo and then a reel and then a photo. So you're like going back and forth of, like, getting involved and then also just, like, looking and then getting involved and then looking. And then also with Instagram, it's like, I don't often use sound. So it's like this empty experience of, like, reading captions and then being like, do I even want to pause and, like, put my sound on for this?
Yes.
And, like, TikTok, it's like, you're going to listen with sound. You're going to sit with the videos for a minute, second, whatever. If you get intrigued, you'll watch the whole thing. It's interesting. I mean, I've been on Instagram way too much, and it's like eating a bag of Doritos where it's like every bite's kind of the same.
Yes.
And you're not fulfilled. You're just kind of getting to the bottom of the bag. And at the bottom of the bag, you're like, wow, I feel like shit.
Yes. Yes. And yeah. you feel like shit even while you're eating them. Mm-hmm. You're like, I should stop. You're like,
this is gross.
Why am I
doing
this? I'm
swelling from the sodium, but I'm not going to stop.
Yeah. I'll be like, not only do I have stuff to do, I don't want to be mm-hmm. doing, like, I'm not enjoying this experience. It's like a weird
paralysis.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But then when you get away from it, you're like, what now?
And then that said, that weird treat, like, let's say you go out to dinner with your friends, you have a nice, lovely in-person moment, and then you're like, back to Instagram.
Yeah.
It's a treat. What's new for me here?
Oh, but that feels so good. It
does.
Doesn't it?
It and then feels so good. There's that moment too at a dinner where like you're talking for a while.
Long time.
One person grabs their phone, you grab your
phone. And you're like, don't mind if I do.
And then you both disappear from the table.
Oh my God. And then it just gets silent for a while.
Yeah. And then you put it down, and then you come back. And then, but you're still kind of processing like whatever you just saw. Maybe you saw something that like kind of made you think about something. And then you're
sometimes
both trying to like.
Changes the mood a little bit.
Yeah. And then you got to come back.
Yeah.
It's a whole, we live in these worlds.
Yeah. We're just processing way too much information constantly, and it's garbage for our brains. And then we also have to we have to produce the garbage as well for other people to consume.
I feel really bad for young adults because it's like we grew up without it for a period of time.
I know, but like, we're fucked too. At this
we're
point.
All fucked.
Like, I mean, we have my mom, memory.
My mom scrolls Instagram now, and I'm like, I never thought I'd be getting like DMs from my mom.
My mom is My mom is like kind of worse than I am with her phone and with social media and just being like, hey, put your phone down. Like, we don't get to hang out all the time. We're here. You wanted to spend time with me. Put your phone down. I know. Are you doing?
Yeah.
She's like horrible. And I'm like, I'm supposed to be the young, shitty person here.
Yeah. At least she has you to be like, stop that.
Yeah.
Does she live by herself or with your dad?
No, she lives with my dad. They live on Long Island.
At least they have each other. It's tricky when people live alone too, because you kind of fall into bad habits.
Yeah.
And then you don't, you know, no one's there to be like, what are you doing?
Right.
Put that down.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, I live alone, but like, luckily I leave the apartment a lot. But when I'm here for a while, I'm like, I slip into just like, I'll let the apartment get a little dirty. And I'm like, what are you doing? Luckily, whenever someone comes over, I'm like, oh my God.
Yeah.
Suddenly I see.
Yeah.
You know, I didn't see before.
Yeah.
And like, this sink is disgusting.
I know. How did I? You just get so used to it.
Yeah. And then you're like fine with your own filth and you're like, no one else is. Uh-huh. Fucking fix it.
I know.
Yeah. It's a whole thing. But.
Are you an introvert? I feel so stupid asking
this. No. I think it's an interesting question. I mean, I think I'm like one of those introvert extroverts, which is such a fucking... Or extrovert.
They came up with a new one.
They're so, what's the new one? I did see the new one.
Otrovert.
Maybe that's where that just came out of my mouth.
I think everybody thinks that they're whatever the new one is. Because they're like, it's somewhere in the middle. And everybody's like, that's what I've been saying.
It's like, if you're an introvert, you're just kind of a little socially off. And if you're an extrovert, you're just annoying. So it's like people want to resonate with the one that's balanced.
100%. But I don't think that's actually what the definition is.
Of the new thing?
No, of any of them. The definition is like, let me
tell us.
Listen, your therapist might have a PhD, but I...
You are on TikTok.
Watched a lot of TikToks. I think, and don't quote me, but I think the definition is like, if you're an introvert, you... recharge your batteries and gain your energy alone. By being alone.
Yeah.
And if you're an extrovert, you recharge your batteries by being with other people.
Okay, then I'm an extrovert.
You're an extrovert.
Yeah.
I'm an introvert.
Okay.
Interesting.
Yeah.
I can't even like get in. I can't understand how that would charge your battery.
It's to a certain degree, but when I'm alone for a while, I get kind of dark and sad. And then when I'm with people, I'm like alive.
Yeah.
Obviously, I need my alone time, but for me to enjoy those experiences. But like, I work from home Mondays, Fridays, and like, there's a point in the day where I'm like, I'm gonna off myself if I don't go talk to a friend.
Sure, and I'm an introvert, and I still have that because I will stay home way too much and like, and be like, oh, I haven't even like heard my own voice today. You know those days where you're like, I haven't.
You're like la 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 la.
I haven't used my voice today. So
I talk to Alexa.
That is a danger.
My first words are Alexa off every morning. So sad.
Alexa, oh, enough. Shit.
It is getting close to that time.
To go.
Yeah.
Okay.
We're going to need to know that brand question.
Okay. All right.
Not to abruptly. I have a show to go to, it, which I'm dragging Sarah to if she's not too hungry. But
let me think for a minute here. I can only think of three brands. The Gap.
Okay.
the Knicks because you have
a ticket
thing right there, and Old Navy just because it's affiliated with the Gap. I don't want to say the Gap. That's such a lame answer.
No, the Gap comes and goes. It's like, if you know, you know. Good basics can be really trendy and like on brand. They collab with cool artists sometimes.
I know.
Why the Gap? That came out of your mouth first. We're going to go with the first.
I think when I was a baby, my mom dressed me in a lot of baby Gap.
Okay.
Your face.
No. I like the origin story.
I spent a lot of time at the Gap. My dad used to work at the Gap when he was a teenager. Those brand commercials are history. So cool.
Yeah.
Nothing will ever be cooler than those old commercials.
Yeah.
And I just feel like it's an American staple.
Brilliant.
And like, it has its moments and it has its flops.
As we all do. I love that. Sarah Beth Luciano, The Gap.
Thank you so much.
Well, thank you. Not to wrap this up abruptly, but...
No, someone had to do it.
So, yeah, let's end this now. Please. No, thank you so much for being on. I had
thank
so much fun chatting with you.
Me. Yeah, I love you so much.
I love you. This was so fun.
It was, wasn't it?
We had a blast.
Yeah, we did.
All right, well, we'll keep this going. I love it. We're gonna collab on some shit, so stay tuned for our collabs.
Hell yeah.
Until then, goodbye.
Goodbye.